Chapter 6. She heard him at last, and, as if overcome by fate, began to totter silently back toward her stuffy little inferno of a cottage. It had no lofty portal, no terrific inscription of forfeited hopes. She did not understand wherein he had sinned. Captain Egbert had gradually worked himself into a state of noisy happiness up there. Go in. Keep quiet. She turned upon him tearfully, from the doorstep below. He rebelled against her authority in his great joy at having got rid at last of that home thing wrong. It was as if all the hopeful madness of the world had broken out to bring terror upon her heart, with the voice of that old man shouting of his trust in an everlasting tomorrow. End of the Project Gutenberg text of tomorrow, by Joseph Conrad. Tomb row by Gutenberg edition.